Wednesday with Tokyo on Hey FM.
Here we go. What, hey, to the hotline, do we have ya? W.
Well, good morning, Texas. Yeah, it's a Wednesday with W.
Morning, Doug.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, appreciate the, before we get rolling here, appreciate that that little shout out there and plug for the, that's right.
The Netflix documentary.
I'm on that Netflix Dallas Cowboys documentary.
Right, and you're the it boy.
You lead it
talking
off.
Talking about Texas football and Dallas Cowboys. And
you're a big part of it.
Yeah, they got me to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Of course, when I signed on for it, I thought I was going to be a K-pop demon hunter.
But
I was there at Netflix, I did that too.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I got here, too. Good morning, Texas. Yeah, good thing I'm showing up when nothing's going on out there.
Slow news day.
First and foremost. Secondly.
Yes. What?
We got a lot to get to. Big script today for this Wednesday.
Okay, sir.
But let me be the very last to congratulate you guys. I know Monday was your big 3-year anniversary show or whatever you guys call that.
Showiversary.
And a palooza.
Showiversary. Palooza. Yeah,
it's a made up word. But I'm a fan of made up words.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And we missed you.
Well, I wouldn't say I'd be missing it, Bob. Yeah. Bob.
Okay.
I get it.
Thank you.
Anyway, but congratulations on 3 years.
That does show
a level of commitment that seems to be committing itself all over the place out there. I mean, yesterday morning, we're all just sitting there. And we're waiting, and it's been a long wait to get this big reveal for this exciting celebrity couple news and that big couple announcement that we've been waiting for. We get it.
And if you
think I'm talking about you and the ranch girl, Slappy, you were right about 15 minutes, but... The Swifty stole your headline, Bucket Boy.
So rude, right?
Yeah, they did.
It was like, ta-da!
Yeah.
And then, hold my beer.
Mm-hmm.
Or light beer.
Right.
Michelob Ultra, I would guess.
That's probably what
you
or a cat.
What are you going to do with all of her cats if she's going to get married?
I don't know what she does with them anyway. I mean, I can't even imagine a cat on
never
a plane.
Never a cat lady that got married, so we've never encountered this before. That's amazing.
It is a first for Taylor.
You picked a fantastic day there, buddy, to let the world know the true identity of your girlfriend.
Thank you very, very much.
I see you on your excellent programming scheduling decision.
It's unfortunate, is it not?
It's a strong suit.
And dang, boy, did you see the size of that rock? I mean, the ring.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, no pressure on somebody that may or may not be, dropping to one knee soon or something.
Well, I don't
You take one look at that thing, and it's like, yeah, I can smell what that rock is cooking.
So, yeah.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe your girlfriend won't see a picture of her ring, and then she won't get any ideas or hopes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be easy to keep that under wraps.
Yeah, she's in radio, too, so never mind. Talking about it on her show right now.
Maybe.
How is this going to work?
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever.
I've got questions, too.
We'll see.
Anyway, I guess we know who your girlfriend is. And
Elle on the ranch.
Well, yeah. I who do you think I'm listening to when I'm not calling y'all?
Okay. All right.
I mean, that in the second date update.
Okay. Well, then, Al, that's getting too far.
I hope you don't lose your listener to her.
Okay.
I'm sure y'all going to be fine. Y'all are doing better than Cracker Barrel.
Amen.
Yeah, that's something, right?
Yeah, they're having a time.
What is the CEO of Cracker Barrel? Did they find the crack in the Cracker Barrel? What a barrel of messes. And then they fired the old guy on the logo, but then last night he got his job back.
Yeah.
Got his job back.
He's got a gig.
Goodness.
And then we found out his name through all this. Uncle Herschel.
Herschel.
The old timer is Uncle Herschel the old timer.
That's his name.
So, he's not a grandpa, he's an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle.
That is correct.
So he's Uncle Cracker Barrel.
Get that?
That's well done, sir.
Didn't Dr. Phil use that line? He stole it from me earlier in the week on his script.
Well, we missed it. There's no script. There's no script.
All right. Well, I'm here every Wednesday.
Yes.
Just like I was right here.
Thank you.
Right.
Uh-huh. And until next one, there you go. That's a Wednesday with W. I'm cool with the kids.
He is cool with the kids.
Yeah.
That is.
Mic drop. God bless Texas.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.